I'm in need of some new equipment. The computer that I have here is starting to overheat, and I'm surprised this lasted this long, actually, because I do a ridiculous amount of video and audio editing every single day, and I wear out equipment like you would not believe. So if anybody is capable or really, really wants to support this show in an obscene fashion, I need a new Mac. A big one. Not a little one. Something that is very ruthless, vicious, some kind of an evil machine, you know? Something that could, you know, something the NSA would love. You know what I'm saying? That kind of a machine. Something that's capable of surveilling Vinny Eastwood 24 hours a day and processing stuff at some kind of deep underground military-based facility. A mean machine. You know what I'm saying? So if you're capable of doing that, that'd be great. If not, please contribute to the show by subscribing for as little as $1 a month, up to 5, 10, or 20. And we will give you some commercial-free ad archives for that. And lastly, those who are donating and supporting this show, I would also encourage you to donate to American Freedom Radio. There's a little donate banner right there on the homepage of AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and they desperately need funding at the moment, and we're working on a fundraising campaign for them in the near future. So I apologize for that shameless self-promotion and plugging and desperation, but now, back to the show. My very special guest, David Andrew Christensen. Welcome back. Now, what would you like to talk about at this point?
Well, I want to say concentrate on what's going to happen to Superdome, but I want to talk about, since we're going to do the second hour, I want to talk about the suicide. I've been writing about suicides being up in the United States for some time, and then Cambridge University out of England came over and published a report. And I tried to contact the doctors and professors that wrote the report, and they made the statement that suicides were up 400% since 2006. Now, this report's a couple years old, but it was just published, or the data that they were using. You know, it took them a while to analyze and then issue the report. The report was issued last year. So they said that they're up 400%. Well, they said we believe that 25% of that increase, 100%, was due to the economy, but the other they couldn't account for, and they acknowledged that. So we went from 0.12 suicides per 100,000 to 0.51. And now we're almost like one suicide per 100,000. All right. And they don't have a clue. And they say, well, it's because of the environment. Well, you know, we have been infected. All right. And even if I'm wrong, say I'm wrong on that. If I say Americans have been infected with the Katrina riots, say I'm wrong. But you have to find out with some plausible explanation what's causing suicides, what's changed over the last decade. The other thing is our government has not been tracking murder suicides publicly. But I did a video and I said, here, Google murder suicides. I just happened to Google murder suicides in Las Vegas. There's one every week, and every other week it's a multiple murder suicide. Then last week or the week before, police officer out in Vegas killed his son and his wife and killed himself. So that leads into our soldiers are doing the same thing. And people read it and they become so desensitized to it, they don't care. So we have these soldiers, you know, one a day that's killing themselves. Now, our government, again, evil, if they don't have to classify it as a suicide, they don't. But the family members and the veterans, you know, the same thing, the 18 veterans a day, and again, that's publicly what they say. The number is actually higher than that. I'm telling you now, and I stand by the figure, it's 50 members of our military family kill themselves every day in the United States, every day. The guys and women are coming back from the Middle East, you know, infected with these chemical warfare weapons, and it's just devastating to them. And we're creating this entire society now where suicide is going to happen more and more, and it's going to be spontaneous. I tell that to people. Our government should come out and say, hey, we made a mistake. Watch out for your fellow man, because your son's going to come home and boom, he's going to commit suicide. No problems with him. Kids commit suicide. And I know what I'm talking about. My sister committed suicide in 2008. I mean, I have knowledge on it. And it's a scary thing that when you open the paper and you read about this, now people see suicide as an alternative, as a way out. and I'm scared to death, and we take our soldiers that are combat tested. I know why our government's classifying them as terrorists and why they're a great threat, but we need to help them. And I did a video last week. They're finally come out and say, we're not doing enough for our veterans, and that we use them up, spit them out. And that, there's another example. It's like, well, we worry about the one active duty soldier, but what about the eight retired or separated soldiers? So we're going to be, the United States is going to lead the world in suicides. You know, our government, and I don't know if you know this, in Nazi Germany, it took four guards to escort 1,000 Jews to the gas chamber. In the United States right now, we are sprinting to those gas chambers without any guards. We are killing ourselves, and it's only going to get worse. This weekend is just the tip of the iceberg. I know that the people in power right now, I don't know what they're going to gain by letting it happen if they don't come out, and they're taking a chance with our lives, everybody's lives in the world, not just New Orleans, but in the world with this pandemic. And they've already said there's a pandemic coming. That was a good answer.
Well, there's a number of points that you raised there that I want to touch on. Namely, the homeless population, 25% of them are veterans. And this isn't because those people can't find jobs. It's not because they have gone crazy or something like that and nobody would hire them. We had Department of Defense, or former Department of Defense librarian Douglas Dietrich on the show, I think yesterday. And what he said on the show previously is while he was working for the DOD, when combat veterans come home, and I think this started as early as the Vietnam era, a combat veteran with 1 year's experience is much, much more effective in combat and in squad formations and things of that nature than newbie grunts who come in for the first time. A lot of them will be killed or traumatized, and when they come back, if they have a year of combat experience, they're a very, very valuable asset. And what the Department of Defense has done is they've put on employment records and things of that nature, which employers have access to, allegedly, black marks on their name, such as this person is schizophrenic, this person is a pedophile, this person is violent, this person's a liar, just made up stuff so that they won't be able to get a job and will be forced back into service where they're very useful, you know? And a large proportion of veterans, rather than get a job pumping gas, which is far beneath them, you know, they used to drive in million-dollar pieces of equipment for a living, would either go back into the service or just say, you know what, there's no way I'm going to go back there and kill other people for an empire, and they'd rather live on the streets. And post-traumatic stress syndrome as well, instead of saying, look, I went to war, I saw horrible things, I did horrible things that I'm not proud of, talking about it, going through counseling and things of that nature. Veterans Administration tends to instead give these people SSRI drugs, which, as we mentioned earlier, can cause those murder suicides that you're alluding to, can cause just suicides in general. And this is part of the massive, massive explosion of it recently, as I think, I don't know what the real reason is for that, but let me just bring it back to you mentioned the Nazis there, and how they only took four guards to march 1,000 Jews into the camps. And apparently the Russians, when they were setting up their gulags under communism, they found, based on the Nazi example, that putting fluoride into the water dramatically decreased people's feelings of independence or energy and things of that nature, made them much easier to control. And allegedly, the introduction of fluoridation into the water supply of gulags in communist Russia meant that they were capable of reducing the guard numbers by 75%. And guess what? All of the major SSRI drugs are all bonded with fluoride, fluoxetine. That's the technical name for the Prozac and everything that they're giving everybody. So it all ties in. I think. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, it's all believable. I mean, you got to wonder what's going on. I mean, we're seeing, you know, one of the in the report out of Cambridge, you know, I understood the suicide rate, the suicide numbers going up. The most amazing part about the report was the definitive explanation that the rate itself is going up every year. And they saw, and it shouldn't do that. It should level off, or it should go up and down. But it went like from 0.12 to 0.18 to 0.36 to 0.51, and it continued to rise with no abatement. Why is that happening? That is an epidemic. You know, and our country is not looking at it. And all of a sudden, they wait until it's so far gone, and then they can't do anything about it. And that's what's scary. The same with our troops. You know, we have this entire population of probably 2 million troops that are having a tough time in this macho world, and we're not doing it. And the worst part in the United States, and I'm going to say this right now, our nonprofits, all right, Vinny, are terrible. They're in it for the money. You know, you look at these. I contacted these three veterans organizations, and I've contacted 100 of them asking for help. You know, I went to the Air Force Academy and said, listen, we got to get the word out. You know, some of the guys at the Academy have committed suicide, their kids. You know, we got to help each other. Now we're not getting involved. My cousin is Admiral John Christensen. He's the president of the Naval War College for the United States Navy. My other cousin is Colonel Joe Christensen. He's a psychiatrist and a medical doctor who's worked 28 years active duty working with the troops. He's done research. He's authored. And then he went from there to the Veterans Association. Knows I'm telling the truth. Knows about it. John was a source. And then when I say, hey, I need you to come forward and confirm this stuff, no. And they're both devout Catholics. And I'm like, you're kidding me. So I get in touch with my uncle and I said, hey, you know, what's going on here? Well, you know, I mean, they won't return my phone calls. My being a federal whistleblower, Vinny, everybody turns their back on you. Everybody. You lose friends, relatives. You know, the government does everything they can to discredit you. And it's hard to continue on. And I'm just not going to back down from them. I mean, we're going to get the truth out. We're going to make a difference in this world and move forward, because too many people are going to die. We can't afford Obamacare. You know, we're just not. I mean, we're going to start having people die on the streets. Our homeless population is going to increase. You know, our economy. You know, I look at it right now, and they're pushing for guns because they know. Going back, that's an interesting thing. I just realized this. Our country was founded by terrorists. You know, the entire foundation is based on terrorism. If you look at the Declaration of Independence, all right, you know, the founding document, it talks about it. When a government gets out of control and doesn't take care of its people, you dismantle it. And that's what we need to do right now. If you ever read the Declaration of Independence, that's what it was. It was a catch-all. Say, hey, we're going to set this government up the best we can, but when it starts going bad, just start a new one. And that's what we need to do. We have a government right now that says, hey, you know, the Constitution, which is a relatively short document, Vinny, and then you have the Bill of Rights, which is the first 10 amendments. It's not long. I mean, you can sit and read it in less than 30 minutes, probably 15 minutes. It's absolute about free speech. You know, I find with our government, it says we have a right to petition the courts. Well, the court says, no, you don't. We're not going to let you do it. You know, or you have the right to own an arm on a guns on a bridge. No, you don't. Or illegal search and seizure. Well, no, you don't. Well, what the hell is the Constitution for? And why are we having, you know, you go back to how, what a scumbag country we are, and why people won't believe me. They believe George Bush when he said there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq when there weren't. And then he believed him and says, well, when he said, we have to stay in Iraq. Well, why? You lied to us to bring us into the country. And if I was, I'm so angry with him. Being a veteran, and that people died because he was arrogant and egotistical, you know, to take us into a country like that. It wasn't our job. It's not our job in Afghanistan. We're not the policemen of the world. We can't take care of our own, Vinny. I mean, in New Orleans last year, they killed 200 young black men. You know, we're not educating them. It's genocide. The same thing, I think, I can't remember what I read the other day, how many people have already died this year in Chicago from it. And it's like, they don't have any hope. you know, we're out there pressing, oh, democracy. And we don't live in a democracy. Don't, you know, when people say, oh, we have the greatest, it's not. It's a special interest group that, that control it, you know, and I hate that. And Obama, think about that. Our president gets elected because he tells people, and this is key, one example, and I got millions of these. I'm going to give students student loan money to go to a college that I'm going to borrow from the Chinese so they can go get an education knowing that they're never going to be able to pay that loan back. I mean, it's
and also knowing that as soon as you get your qualification and you go out of the student loan line, you go directly into the unemployment line because nobody likes to hire people that are educated with zero experience. You'd be better off getting a frickin' job at Walmart.